Blog Talk Radio. three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They all speak words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word, it is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Here we are once again. It is Friday night. This is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and tonight is a special, special night. We have a new company coming in. We have a new structure. We're gonna tonight is Financial Flex Inc. night. Mr. Lee Perrin, Mr. Hosea Otley, Mr. Dorrell Cephas, they are hosting the show tonight. They're going to talk about finance. If you need money, you're trying to get money, you want to know where the money is coming from, you got to call in tonight. You got to talk to Finance Flex, Inc., Mr. Lee Perrin, and Mr. Hosea Otley, and Mr. Dorrell Cephas. You're going to talk to them tonight, and you're going to find out where and how to get money. If you need money for whatever purpose, to buy a home, to purchase a business, to get financing development so that you can have opportunities to go to send your kids to college universities, and you're trying to put together some finances for vacation. You're trying to save up for that special yacht or maybe boat or motorcycle or anything that you're trying to finance. Tonight is the night. We're going to be talking with Financial Flex, Inc., and they're going to come on and they're going to tell us exactly how we can get financed. They're going to teach us every aspect about finance. So call your neighbor, call your friend, call your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew, call family members, call those who you love, those who you hate. Tonight is the special night, and tonight is the Finance Flex Inc. night. Tonight we're going to be talking all about Financial Flex, all about getting finance. So all the callers tonight, when you call in, all the questions tonight will be pertaining to Financial Flex and their company and their financial opportunity that they're going to offer you. So you'll get a chance to talk to them about all aspects of your financial needs. There's also economic opportunities for young people to get involved and to make money. There's a tremendous training program they have and a tremendous opportunity to take young people into the company and have them work as well, and they will be compensated very well. It's a good start to their future to learn how to be in business and learn how to run a business and learn how to make money, be entrepreneurial, be skillful. Sometimes jobs is not always what it is. Sometimes you have to have that extra skill, that extra ability to get things done. And so we're going to have a tremendous opportunity tonight. This is going to be the Finance Flex Inc. show tonight. We're going to be talking to Mr. Lee Perrin, Mr. Hosea Otley, and Mr. Dorrell Cephas. So they're going to be on tonight, Mr. Lee Perrin, Mr. Hosea Otley, and Mr. Dorrell Cephas from Finance Flex Inc. And they're going to talk about the tremendous opportunities that they have to offer to you and your family and your opportunities. Your finances will never be the same after tonight. After tonight, when you talk to these gentlemen, your finances will never be the same again. So, sir, ma'am, we're looking forward to you getting on tonight. We're looking forward to having our guests on tonight. And we're going to have a tremendous time tonight. We're going to talk about all the aspects of financing and all the opportunities that's available for you in this particular realm. And we want you to sit back and we want you to listen in, and we want you to have your questions set up so that we can get ready to get this done, and so that we can go straight to the financial information. We had a lot of questions the last time they were on. We had a great show. We had a packed house. We had a whole bunch of people. We had a whole bunch of people who didn't get their questions answered. But tonight you can. Tonight you can. You can get your answers tonight on Flex. Tonight with Finance Flex Inc. Finance Flex Inc. We're going to have a tremendous opportunity to speak with them, and we're going to have an opportunity to get financing as well. So we are going to have them come on, and they will give us their information, and we'll go from there to the financial perspective. And we're gonna you know, kick off last week, people, all you people that had questions and you didn't get them answered, you will get them answered tonight from Financial Flex. And we're so happy to have them on tonight. We are going to go to a little music break, and we shall be right back.
Held on in the rain. Boy, the torment in the soul can last forever. Comfort and keep us. Help me bring the feeling back again. Didn't we almost have it all?
Incredible, the one and the only Mrs. Whitney Houston. There will never be another like her. And didn't she have it all? And we're going to have it all tonight in finances because we're here with Finance Flex Inc. We got the top executives here. We got here our man right now. We got Mr. Hosea Otley. We're going to bring on Mr. the Ralph Seifers, and then Mr. Lee Pravin is going to come on. Let's give him a nice Black Business Billionaires Network Club hand. So, Mr. Jose Otley.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How you doing, listeners?
So good to have you on.
And all of you all across the world. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well, very well, very well, very well. We're so excited to have you on. We had a dynamic show the last time. Everybody had questions. And tonight they will get answers. And we're so happy to have you guys on. And it's just a perfect fit. People, money is extremely important today. And people want to know how to get all to that money, you know. And you guys have. Tell me some of the financial areas that you cover.
Okay, I just wanted to say good evening again. My name is Hosea Atley. I am one of the lead finance specialists at Finance Flex Incorporated. We are a finance firm that helps businesses achieve fundability through different funding programs that we offer. And to answer your question, we do funding programs. We do 401k loans. We do equipment loans. We have term loans and different funding programs that's available for all business owners. We do also do business credit cards that help, you know, businesses become fundable. So basically tonight, we'd love to answer any questions that the audience has for us as far as how to become fundable, the recruiting aspect, you know, how do I become a part of Finance Flex, and what can I do to better myself and business. So we look forward to answering all the questions, and it's such an honor to be back, and we appreciate the love.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you as well. We're going to bring in Mr. Dorrell Cephas. Let's give him a nice hand. Dorrell, can you hear me? Are you there? I believe that's his number. He is, his number the 708?
No, it should be a 202.
202. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So so far, the others are on their way, and
Hey, this is how you doing, Reverend Dr. Robinson? This is Lee Perrin. I'm right here. I'm wearing 3-4 hats today. I had my dad hat on. I had to go pick my little girl up from softball. So
okay,
had to open up by himself.
We want to give you a nice warm dad hand welcome for having your dad hat on. Yeah, we were talking to Mr. Hosea Atley. We were talking about some of the things that y'all offer, you know, and some of the variety of finances that you offer as well. Because we had a lot of questions last week that we couldn't get everybody in. We had a packed house. Finance Flex Inc. was just off the cha-ching. You guys were just fantastic. I got so many calls afterwards, so many text messages as well. And we got a full house right now, and everybody's excited to know what's Finance Flex Inc., what you guys are doing, what some of the specialties that y'all cover, and you know, and talk about some of the, you know, it's interesting thing. As you and I was talking, you guys also offered, and Mr. Hosea pitched on this, an opportunity for others to participate as well. You have some youth programs that you also have as well that you're developing and working on. And maybe, you know, express a little bit about that, and then we'll go in and open up the lines, and people, y'all get the opportunity to talk directly with the gentlemen themselves, Mr. Lee Perrin and Mr. Hosea Atley. But tell us a little bit about some of the special programs that you guys got.
Okay, thanks, man. That's awesome. Thanks for the dad hat. I think I wear that hat more than I wear any other one. But some of the things that we have going on right now, something I'm really excited about is a lot of people keep saying to me, you know, you guys always talk about, you know, money empowering the community, and, you know, how can I get involved? How can I make money? You know, it's a couple of songs that talk about, if you get money and I can't get no money with you, you know, the people that know what the response, people, like we said, we putting our money where our mouth is.
We're doing a full training. We're taking our time and resources and investing them into training finance agents. We're bringing everybody in at a really, really high commission rate, way higher than industry standard. And we're going to go and we're going to walk them through it. We're going to train them. We're going to teach them how to not only find which businesses they can find to actually help, but they can also learn how to actually qualify each individual to say, what are they going to be, you know, are they, what type of loan would they qualify for? What type of program, you know, would they be able to do? We're doing a full initiative to actually teach our people exactly what they need to do to be successful, as well as teach them how to actually make money. I mean, we're changing people's lives on a part-time basis, full-time basis. It depends on, obviously, like everything else in life, depending on how much you put in is what you're going to get out of it. But, you know, I'm really excited about that, and that's my way of putting my money where my mouth is. You know, when people say, it's always talk about, you know, a lot of people like the influencers or whatever like to talk about what they have, but they never speak to anybody else about how to acquire those same things. So we're going to walk everybody through it, and we're going to teach you exactly how we do things and exactly how to become financially free as well as make a lot of money. And, you know, we have a great time while we're doing it as well, man. It's nothing better than having a client tell me, yo, man, thank you so much. You saved my business. Thank you. I love you. Like, you know, that's a really cool experience.
Great.
If anybody
great,
has any
great.
Questions about that or?
Great. Okay. So now we're going to open up the lines, people, and we want you to have specific questions pertaining to Finance Flex, Inc. Keep your questions particularly to your financial needs, or if you have someone who have a financial need or you have an idea of what kind of finances that you're looking for, keep the questions specific because we have a packed house tonight and we don't want to miss opportunities to make sure that we get the questions answered and specifically. So we're going to open up Mike 708-296. 708-296, your mic is open. You have a question for Finance Flex, Inc., 708-296.
Hey, man, some people just call in probably to listen in. That's
okay,
important.
All right,
so
great, great. We love the callers that call in to listen. We're going to open 646-387. 646-387, your mic is open. You have any questions for Finance Flex, Inc.? 646-387. Your mic is open. People, you also got to unmute yourself as well. Check your phone. Check your system. Make sure you're unmuted. Okay. 646-387. Okay. We're going to go to... Yes. 646-387, was that you?
Yes. Yeah, good evening, everyone.
Yes, you're on with Finance Flex, the corporate officers, and they're talking about financing any kind of business or opportunities that you're looking for.
Okay, now, is it possible, do you finance construction contracts based on... receivables from the proceeds?
Yeah, we do. We have products that are account receivables. Now, just to fund you, we don't do the actual funding. We're brokers, but we do have clients. We do have lenders who do accounts receivables. Yes.
Oh, okay. And then the second question that I want to ask may not be that related is about how do you get credit cards with very large credit lines, like some credit cards, they say they are black cards, like it's like 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, and it's like, how do these rich folks get all these black cards? How do you get up to that level? How do you start and get up to those cards?
Well, to answer that question, it's basically building business credit. It's basically building a business credit profile where you'll get you have to let the bank know that you are trustworthy, that they can lend you 600, 300, 500. I have clients. I just have a client. No lie to you. He's got a $900,000 credit card. I just thought that was the craziest thing I ever seen. A $900,000 pretty much line of credit on a card. It was a Visa. Well, it was a MasterCard, but still, it was something else to see. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for you to get that type of resource. You know, it's just a matter of you building your profile to the fact of where you can get it up there. That's why normally people come to us for our funding program. If they come and they want to build up their credit to the fact where they can get large credit card limits like the one you were just speaking about.
All right. Can you give me your phone number or your website so we can contact you
sure,
later?
Brother. Absolutely. My phone number, my personal cell phone number is 917-749-3922. Again, that's 917-749-3922. Our website was supposed to be done already, but our graphic designer, man, these guys are so such sticklers, and they keep wanting to improve it. So the website is down. Well, it's still under construction right now, but our website is gofinanceflex.com, www.gofinanceflex.com, or you can get us in all social media platforms. Finance Flex Inc. on all social media platforms.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Hope to hear from you soon, bro.
Yeah.
We have a text message from LaKeisha Barrington of Oklahoma City. She says she has a 700 credit score, but she finds it very difficult getting a loan for $15,000 to $20,000. And she was told something to the effect that she doesn't have a great history or a great credit line. And she wants to know, what is the difference between the credit score, the credit line, the credit history, and why it makes it difficult for her to get a loan above her history or her credit line. She didn't understand why she couldn't get a loan.
That's a great question, because a lot of people believe that because they have a 700 credit score, or that, you know, one person may have a 620 and they're getting loans left and right, but you got a 740 and you can't get approved. It's because of data points. There are certain data points that the lender looks for. And if you don't have those specific data points that they're looking for, then it's going to be a little difficult for you to get funded. So if the young lady would like, she can give us a call or contact us on all social media platforms, like I said a minute ago, at Finance Flex Inc., or she can call my cell phone or hit the business line. I mean, you could Google us. I mean, she can definitely find us, and we can walk her through that process. It is definitely a lot more to it than just the credit score. You know, a lot of people don't, and a lot of times a person will go, when they'll come to us for us to work with them to make them fundable, they'll get their credit score up to a 700, then they'll go and say, oh, let me go apply for some cards. And then they may get a Capital One for $300, and then they'll be like, oh, man, I did that by myself. But if you would have just waited and let us put you through the program, you could have got a lot more money than that. Like, we don't – all business credit cards start at about 15 to 20 grand. Like, I don't even know nobody that has business credit cards. I mean, there's a few 7,000 ones out there, a few 5,000. But as a whole, most business credit cards, they start out with a large balance limit. And also, they normally govern that based off of what your personal credit cards look like as well. So there's a bunch of things you have to do to prepare yourself to be fundable, to get those type of funds that people are looking for. And, you know, you need a professional to walk you through something like that, which obviously we're more than happy and equipped to do that for anybody.
Great. Okay, we have a question from Jamal Joyner. He's 22, still, I guess, in his junior year in college. He's getting ready to graduate. He wants to build up a credit line of $100,000 so he can start a business, and he wants to know, what are the steps to build up a credit line, a credit history? And I guess back to the question of the other young lady, how do one build up that credit trade or credit history, and as well as build up a great credit score? How can you do both of them at the same time, Jamal Joyner? from Harlem, New York.
All right. Well, hello, Jamal. How you doing, brother? Glad to answer that question for you. Congratulations on, you know, pursuing your education. Answer your question. Your question had a bunch of had a few different elements to it. I'll try to make it as simple as possible. First of all, you don't need to build up a credit line or credit history of $100,000 to start a business. You can just go start a business. But if you are looking to do that, if you are looking to build up that type of credit history, you have to start with your personal credit. Make sure you pay everything on time. Pay your credit cards twice a month. If you get a credit card, stop using cash. Stop using your debit card. Don't use your debit card anymore. From now on, if you got any kind of credit card, you use that credit card for everything, for gas, for the grocery store, for everything. And I want you every single week to pay off whatever you're going to pay off, a quarter of it. And make sure it's paid off by the reporting date. So, therefore, they'll see you have high limits on your credit card. I mean, you keep high balance. I mean, you use the credit card a lot with high balance, but you don't keep high balances. So, therefore, they'll continue to give you money. Other than that, you know, that's the easiest, you know, free information I could give a young man. But if he wanted to come on and learn, you know, how to actually build credit from the ground up, just give us a call. You know, he has our information. We left it on this line. Hopefully it's on your website. We're here, Finance Flex, Inc. Go financeflex.com is the website. Finance Flex, Inc. at Finance Flex, Inc. is all of the social media platforms. Our office number is 757-785-5065. Again, that's 757-785-5065.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're going to try 850-570, 850-570. Your mic is open. Okay. And I know a lot of guys, a lot of men and women tonight, you're calling in from your different perspective businesses as well, and some of you will probably be in the industry. But I would say, you know, this is Finance Flex Inc. night, and maybe you might have a client that you can finance, that you can help. And so if you have a question pertaining to your client, or maybe there are some clients you're thinking about, that you can forward over to Finance Flex as well and make a collaboration, that would be great and as well. So
and I'll tell you
something
we do. We have a great ISO program. We have a couple of different brokers who actually work, use all the Finance Flex resources, but they white label it for their own company. So, you know, we don't have any problem with that. We love doing collaboration. We love working with other people. It's more business for everybody, man. Expansion is what it is. So we definitely partner with different broker houses. So if you guys are interested in partner up, we got a great ISO agreement with you, and we'll get you W-9 over, and let's make some money together.
Good, good, good. Great, great, great. 631-358, 631-358. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to hear Flex again. How you doing, brother?
Good evening.
Yes,
I'm doing
good
great, brother. How about yourself, man?
All right, good, good. Good, brother. Yeah. So, is like Flex say, you know, you got to have, you know, for you to get this capital, what he's talking about, your credit got to be good. Credit is not up to par, you know. You're not going to be getting the money he's talking about. You have to have you got to have everything lined up to get what he's talking about. A lot of people don't understand that.
Brother.
I mean, it's, you know,
that's what
it's good
about
to have 700. Yeah.
Right.
You got to have 700 credit score. Like the young lady, the problem, I mean, yeah, she has good credit, but the problem with her is she doesn't have, she's not extended, she doesn't have enough trade lines. You see, you
right.
can have 700, you can have 700 credit score, but if you don't have no trade lines, no nothing to go by, you know, it's, you know, you need credit history. You got to have at least 3-4 the trade lines. And that's what we do. That's what we teach. You know, we show you how to do that so you could get, you know, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. If you don't have those, you're just walking around with good credit. nothing wrong with it. But you know, if you're looking to expand, you're looking to take yourself or your company to the next level, you know, definitely that's what you need to do. So you need to call me 631-358-9234 to get your credit. Repeat, 631-358-9234. Once again, my name is
We're going to go to that brother right there. 94. Good brother. We had spoke last time we was on, and he definitely knows what he's talking about as far as that personal credit repair. You know, if you need that personal credit, some people don't realize when you mess your credit up, we don't do personal credit repair. And you know, this gentleman right here, you know, he seems like he really, really knows what he's talking about. So I would endorse anybody who is looking for personal credit repair to definitely give him a call.
Okay, great, wonderful. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the man himself. He is here. Let's go to 914-338. You're on with Finance Flex. You have a question about credit, getting financing. You have a client who needs financing. You can ask Finance Flex corporate representatives. Okay, another person is listening in. All right, great. Well, we're gonna open the mic for the man himself, Dr. James W. Wenborn. I know he do a lot of financing in the area of real estate and et cetera. He had the reparations program and economic development programs and the 1 million acts of kindness throughout America through new economic opportunities. And I'm sure he has some clients and some questions as well. Let's give him a nice hand. You are on with Finance Flex, Inc.
Oh, man, I hear y'all getting it in. Good stuff out here going on. And I'm just thrilled at what I'm hearing. I'm relaxing. And just taking it all in, trying to multitask and listen to the program. I'm just here right now. So y'all keep it up. I don't need to hear from
you. Hey,
Dr. Wenborn,
how are you, brother? It's great to hear. This is Lee Parrott. It's great to hear your voice, brother. It's been a long time, man. Salutations.
Oh, yes,
salutations to you.
Yes, indeed. God bless you, brother. How you doing? How's the business?
I'm doing great, brother.
Business is amazing, man.
What's up?
I know y'all been on for a couple of weeks. I've been trying to get in, you know what I mean, call in and say congratulations and check on you and everything. But I'm glad I was able to get here tonight. God bless.
I appreciate that. As far as us doing, you know, everything with 501 is going great, marketing and everything else. So
all right,
we separated the finance part of the company and we came, you know, created Finance Flex, and here we are, brother. It's a blessing, and you know, I'm looking forward to rocking with you with some of that commercial real estate too, man. We you know, we have a great commercial real estate program as well.
Okay, sound like a plan. We got some stuff going. Nah, I don't know. We don't talk much about it. You know, we've been able to do some stuff that we haven't done before. Is that right, Dr. Robinson? With some agreements with the government that we're pretty excited about. So we got one more stage, and once it happens, we're gonna bring it to everybody and let them know what we did and how we did it. So y'all guys just keep up the good work. I love it. What's it called again? Flex what? Finance Flex?
Finance Flex, yes, sir.
Finance Flex.
Financial freedom is the goal. The flex is optional. That's our motto.
All right. That's pretty hot. I'm kind of jealous. I didn't think of that myself. All right.
Well, hey, man, it's unfortunately, we actually trademarked it. but feel free to use it. Feel free to use it.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. God bless y'all. Enjoy the rest of your show. Lucky you are.
You too, brother. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, man.
Okay. We have Elizabeth Cunningham from Boston, Massachusetts, and she wants to know what is the best way to get credit quickly in terms of financing.
That's not a black and white question, but I can try to answer it quickly. When you say quickly, I mean, she would have to already have established some credit. There is no, like, shortcut, if she means quickly in that way. Obviously, establishing your personal credit strong is the first way in order to, work with business credit. You have to have established, perfect payment history. You want to have, really with business, 8 to 10 trade lines. But when you're trying to get personal credit, it's just good to, get a small credit card first and build up and work with it from there. But, a question like that would be something that we can better, because I don't know what her current situation is. So I couldn't even say if she was starting from scratch, the best thing to do would be to get a small credit card, use it and pay it, on time and make sure she pays the whole balance and don't use more than 10% of it. Don't carry a balance of more than 10%. If she's looking to get business credit on top of the personal credit. So that's just a couple of things she can do in the short term. But, definitely give us a call, man. Reach out, and we would be more than happy to give our consultation, and we can specifically tailor a plan for her actual situation as opposed to, because everybody's situation is different.
Great. Thank you so much. People we have with us in the studio, the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, who has our tomorrow night, 7 to 9, has the Spiritual Unity and Meditation Program. And you've got to come listen to that. But he's also one of the oldest black real estate businesses in New York, started in 1909, and he's been doing every kind of level of financing, every kind of level of real estate. And he has some questions. Let's give a nice hand to Dr. Benjamin. Let's bring him on.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Glad to be able to come on to the show and just had a few things to talk about so that we can all get some dough. But anyway, the bottom line is that one of the things that I think a lot of people overlook is the business credit, because, most of the focus is just on the personal credit. But basically, if we could, get credit cards or lines of credit, there's lines of credit out there for $100,000, $50,000, $200,000. And if you could tap into those lines of credit, that could help you, in regards to, as the brother said earlier, starting your business and getting things moving. But also, the other side of it is just even getting credit cards, because you get credit cards that are for, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $50,000. So finding the right companies to work with, along with your business credit is something that you could do. And the good thing about it, many of the business credit lines of credit don't look at your personal credit. They just look at you starting up and getting, some credit cards with them. And if they can see that you're going to make, those monthly payments on time, then they even increase the amount of money that you can get on those cards. So these are some things that, can come about as well, in traveling through the personal credit. And, I just wanted to hear some feedback on that in regards to that, because, like I said, that's unfortunately, a lot of times that's something that's overlooked, that the business credit can really have a huge impact on helping people that have bad credit, and they could build their credit, because some people even build it up into the millions of dollars. So this is something that could come about, but, we just need to, know that, this is another opportunity that can help people get their credit up and running.
That is absolutely true.
That is I guess that's a question as well. Anyone wants to answer it? Did we
lose anybody? Yes, hello, this is Ali. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. But yes, just like the gentleman was stating, that's absolutely correct. So when you initially start off with your small credit cards, lenders, banks, everyone wants to see that you're doing a good job managing that credit. So when you manage that good credit, you know, just like any good deed, it doesn't go undone. So what they do is they'll give you extra funding because they've seen that what you've done with the small limit and done a good job of that. So what they look for is making sure that, you know, once you've done a good job with that small personal credit, when you get to the business funding, you know, once you have great payments on your credit, they'll easily give you additional funding that you'll be able to use to expand your business. So just like the gentleman stated, that was absolutely correct.
Great, 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 great. We have some more text messages here as well. We have Martin Landon from, we got a lot of Boston, Massachusetts today. He wants to know if you had a business and you had damaged credit during the coronavirus, you had, you know, some things got damaged, you couldn't pay some bills, you had got off track, your credit score went down, and you need supplies and whatnot for your business. Are there any kind of flexible financing available as well?
I'm sorry, Dr. Robinson, could you repeat the question again?
Yeah. Okay. So the gentleman was asking in terms of business went bad during the coronavirus. So credit lines got, you know, credit lines got decreased. He had financial difficulties in getting paying off debts and bills and et cetera. And his kind of industry, you know, I guess the restaurant industry, and trying to get back on your feet, trying to get back finance, trying to get necessary supplies and pay payroll and et cetera. He wants to know if there are any programs to assist businesses like his.
Yeah, you know, there was a bunch of government programs, you know, the PPP, the SBA. They was giving away money, ridiculously giving away money. As far as right now, if he can show that he's back up to making money and where his accounts are starting to build back up, he would have to reach out to those creditors and explain to them to get reevaluated. But right now, as far as if he's had any late payments or if anything has happened in that aspect, he would have to work on getting that because they don't want to see any derogatories for at least the last 24 months. So he would probably have to get into a program like our funding program. We can help remedy some of those things that he had going on, and we can actually get him back to where he can have the correct data points and become fundable again.
Great, great, great. Great. That is awesome. Okay. Okay. Sheila Willington from North Carolina, she wants to know, are there any kind of programming that's better in different states, or do people have to seek out programming in terms of economic development programming? Is that which sometimes she feels overlooks your credit situation? It looks like the devastation of your, you know, in terms of what happened to you on a business level. It doesn't look at the fact that you did not pay certain bills if there were hard times in certain conditions. It does not look at your credit score. Maybe it takes a lower credit score. Maybe there's a financial flexibility. So she wants to know, you know, are there programs like that, government-backed programs and things of that sort, or is it only in particular states or these things like federal programs or the state programs? How are those things constructed and how that help a person get back on their feet and get their business going?
You know, to be completely honest with her, I think that that's a great idea. And I think that, you know, if there were programs like that, let me not say that. I won't say they're not, because just because I don't know about them doesn't mean that they don't exist. If there are programs that exist like that, I don't know any that is going to overlook, is going to understand. Unfortunately, you know, the banking industry is treacherous, man. It's worse than the street, because the street, at least there's a code. You know, people know that, you know, there's repercussions to their actions. However, in the business industry and the banking especially, hey, look, I know you need your van because, you know, you have four kids and you got to go to soccer practice. You didn't pay it. No, they're taking that van. They don't really care about your situation. So I can't tell her that I know of anything like that. I don't. Even private money is going to be the most flexible you're going to find, and private money is going to be even more concerned with how they're going to get repaid. They're not concerned with, you know, what that money can use. You can use it for. Again, we're not actual funders. We don't give the actual money. We're you know, liaisons between the client and the lender. So, you know, it's from my relationship that I've had all these years with these lenders, I've never known them to be emotional in any form or to care about what another person got going on. So, I hope they are. And, you know, obviously Google, our friend Google, Money Man Rel said something the other day. He said, I said, I wonder something about sports. And he said, we have our friend Google. There's no reason to wonder about anything nowadays. So, you know, that's the best thing I can tell her is to go to Google. I don't know of any programs that exist where they're going to say, well, you know, for the fact that you're, because you're helping the community and economic development and COVID, I mean, you know, the government, that whole program, you know, that's over. So, you know, I, like I said, I don't know of any personally.
Great, great, great. We're on the other side of the hour. It's 8 o'clock right now. We're going to go for the commercial break, and we're going to come right back with Finance Flex, Inc., and we're going to talk more about financial opportunities, credit, finance programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we want to go to the commercial break, and we shall be right back. We're going to give it a break right now. Let us go right now. Here we go.
Yeah. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuck and Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's Severe Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamson.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted,
enlightened, and entertained. Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-Day Radio Campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Yeah, and I explained to you before about my daughter's situation in terms of Legal Shield. I wanted people to understand she had bought a car. It was a lemon. He gave her another lemon. So she went and she got a better car because she have a child. And, you know, she have a husband and everything, but still in all, she had to get around. It's in Connecticut. And she went to back to the car dealership. She found a new car dealership with a car with 7,000 miles, newer car, better condition, and she made a deal with them to submerge the balance of the old car with the new car, and that was agreed upon. But what happened was, after everything was said and done, and the finances was done, and the insurance was done, and the DMV was done, and everything was already transferred to the new car, the plates, the insurance, and everything, the bank decided to renege on the financial part where they would submerge the balance of the other car deal with the new car deal, and she found herself with two car notes and a lemon and a bad condition. I got her on Legal Shield. They took pre-existing condition, pre-existing problems, pre-existing legal problems and conditions, and they took on her case. $24.95 per month. She only paid one time her $24.95. The attorney got on with the bank and got on with the dealership. He wrote a letter, and from that letter and everything, she got her money back. She got compensated for lost time and everything, and she got the one finance for the one brand new car. Got the finances for that. Legal Shield is very important. If you ever get a ticket and you're leaving South Carolina and you live in New York and you don't want to go back to South Carolina to go to the date of the court date, the Legal Shield will send an attorney from South Carolina to represent you in the court, and 9 times out of 10, the ticket is either dismissed or it's reduced to a really, really ridiculous low price. Legal Shield is fantastic. They give you a free will, the free representation. They do contracts for you. They read contracts over for you. If you're doing a contract with somebody, you want to make sure it's in your favor. They would read the contract. If you got a lease, any kind of legal document that you want them to review to make sure that your particular areas are protected, they will assist you in that for only $24.95 a month. Even if you go to a criminal case and you got to go to court and they got to present themselves, the amount of money that they charge you is much lower than what they would charge a regular. So Legal Shield is a tremendous opportunity, ma'am, sir. Take advantage of it. Please go look at the website, www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. Robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com, and go check it out and see how you can benefit, your family can benefit. They even have legal insurance and coverage for your company, covers all your employees as well. So it's great. It's fantastic. It can be a tremendous help in these times right now when we need legal representation. So please do not forget that. Also, we want you to go to myprojectneo.org, myprojectneo.org, myprojectneo.org. We want you to go to the reparations program. We want you to sign up, and then we want you to go to the application for the Black Shark Tank. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club has a Black Shark Tank. You can get it loans from $50,000 to $250,000, very liberal, not a lot of questions, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As long as you're a black business and you're located in the community and you can offer jobs, you're expanding, offer jobs to people in the community, we can do some good Samaritan stuff there to help people get back to work. They will help you get a loan from $50,000 to $250,000. So go on to myprojectneo.org, go to the website, go sign up at the reparations program, and then go sign the application and see and submit it for see if your business could get funding as well. So that's myproject, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, neo.org. Go check it out. Go sign up. And the money that you put into the reparations program, that money comes back to you and your family. So that money is accumulative over a period of time, and you have a nice little nest egg, and we plan on having established millionaires out of that whole process. So that's money that's for you, but the same opportunity you can have the opportunity to get a funding source opportunity as well. And then we want you to don't forget Positive Change, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Positive Change, PC.com. Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, change, C-H-N-N-J-E-P-C, PeterCat.com. That is Blacks in Solar Energy. $2.3 trillion are going down for solar development, and this is a country called America. They're going to use this money to develop and economic develop the communities. They're going to use this money to give free educational rain for kids who will study. This free clean energy, the solar energy in the universities and the colleges, they're going to give you a ride for 2 years, 4 years, and 6 years. So this is opportunity for the black historical black colleges to help wipe out some debt for the children that's in the colleges now. This is opportunity for those who want to go to college or go to university to go under this program where they can get help. We need you, ma'am and sir, to go to the Positive Change PC.com, which is a website designed by Robert Mathia, Blacks organization called Blacks in Solar Energy in America. And they have 30 years experience of working with the solar energy. And every time the solar energy comes down, they do not give any money to the economic development of the black community, nor do they give to the black farmers. The black farmers got nothing last time, and Biden promised he would subsidize the black farmers, in which he did not. And so it's a continuation of the same old games over and over and over and over and over again. But this time we have a petition on the website, positivechangepc.com. Go there, sign the petition, read about solar energy and what's going on with it and how it's coming to America, and it's going to change the economic landscape in this country. So go there and check it out. Go there, get involved. Sign your name to the petition so we can make sure that the Biden-Harris administration gets this money back to the black community, through our black universities and colleges, through our economic development in our communities, and so forth and so on. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. If you want to know more about it, you can email me, Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com, RevRon11 at gmail.com, R-E-V-R-O-N 11 at gmail.com. You can call me 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. You can give me a call. We can, I'll direct you to whatever of information that you're requiring and what you would like to know. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. And now we're going back to Finance Flex, Inc., with Mr. Hosea Otley and Mr. Lee Perrin. And we're going to continue the questioning and continue the answers. Gentlemen, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're here.
Okay. If you was going to give somebody some advice about financing and credit and et cetera, how it works, because you talked about several things tonight that might be confusing to the average Joe or the average person, of a person who never really got in that much involved. There's not a lot of people in America today, the average consumer, do not understand credit financing, how it works in terms of their building a business. So if you had to educate the average American citizen, what would be the basic things you would want them to understand about credit? And separate from business credit, just personal credit, because that's where all the damages start.
Yeah, that's 100% accurate, man. Just really, it's a book that I read that I recommend to all young men who are, mentees of mine or anything else. The name of the book is The Richest Man in Babylon. And the principle of The Richest Man in Babylon is the way he composes his bill structure. So the way he composes bill structure is to say 20% of everything he, 10%, one-tenth of what everything you own, you earn, is yours to keep. Yours to keep means, because my dad used to tell me that when I was young, pay yourself first. I never understood what that meant. What he meant by yours to keep is for you to invest, for you to make it grow, for you to actually, not to pay debt, not to pay the weed man or the food man or the girlfriend. No, that's yours to keep and for you to actually make it grow. Well, then he says the other two-tenths of everything you earn, you're supposed to take to debt. So anything, now if you don't have debt, then that you should be doing to accumulate credit, where you'll start to lend yourself your own money. So then he said you live off of 70% of your income. You live off of that. And he said he keeps that discipline, and that's what made him a rich man. It's the discipline that I've been using for a long time now. I recommend it to anybody who wants to, figure out how they are going to establish themselves financially or how they're going to, figure this stuff out, because it's not easy for everybody. The biggest thing I can tell people, I have a couple of rules that I make when I buy something. If I can't afford to buy 10 of them, I don't buy it. It doesn't matter what it costs. If I can't afford to buy 10, I won't buy it. So, that's a way to say, for us to live not only within our means, but below our means. And we don't, as a people, I find that we don't do that. We like to floss. We like to flex. We like to, show everybody our wealth, where our wealth. You look at, five billionaires that don't look like us, it's not going to be a Gucci belt in the building. Most of the time, anytime you see a billionaire, period, I don't care if he's a black billionaire, very rarely are you going to see a Gucci belt. So it's, you know, how we spend our money. You know, it's nothing wrong with buying nice stuff, nice cars, nice houses. You know, I'm down with all that. You know, I say all the time, I don't, you know, I don't work in order to live, you know, in the projects. I don't. You know, I work so I can, you know, my family can have abundance. So, you know, with that understanding of actually making investments that are smart, making money moves that are going to say, okay, this is gonna grow for me. This is something that's gonna, you know, keeping our money, investing our money instead of leaving it in the bank account. You know, those are all the things that we need. I was saying, people say all the time, a penny saved is a penny earned. I say, no, it's not. It's the same penny. Same penny. It's still a penny. So, you know, a penny invested is a penny earned, or the potential for a penny to be earned. Those are some of the things that I think that, you know, would help us start. Don't use your credit card for recreational things like going out, like getting your nails done, unless you're going to use your credit card for everything and pay it off at the end of the month. But if you're a person that has a credit card for a quote-unquote emergencies, you shouldn't be using the credit card if you know you're so strapped close to your limit of what you make that you're not really going to be able to afford to pay this credit card in whole at the end of the month. All you're doing is putting yourself in a deeper hole than you began. So, you know, those are some of the financial literacy things I think that we, you know, we should study and we should look at these things on YouTube. We have a lot of material. We do, Hosea runs our financial tip of the day, and he always comes up with great tips, and, you know, he does the research in order to make sure it's stuff that we can use, like everyday people can use. Because most people that are in corporate settings that has corporate accounts and all that, they understand how credit works. It's a matter of us learning it, you know, at a young age or whatever age, man. It's never too late to learn something. You know, when someone says, oh, I've been doing things like this my whole life, that's not an ode to progress. That's not an ode to success whatsoever. So those are just some of the things that I think people can do to start establishing credit and establishing themselves financially. First thing is to realize that you're never going to make, they're never going to be able to pay you what you're worth. You know, it's only 24 hours in a day. So you for you to become rich or for you to become financially free, you have to be able to make money when you're sleeping. And the only way you can do that is either to have a business or to invest.
Do Hosea have a good tip for us today?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, right now, the last post that we have is actually about cryptocurrency. So right now, you know, we are, you know, dabbling personally and with friends in the cryptocurrency market. And with cryptocurrency, you know, it gives you the ability to get into trading something other than stocks. And the thing about the cryptocurrency market, it never sleeps. So in addition to, you know, regular stocks or cryptocurrency, you know, we have different platforms that a lot of people can go to, you know, start. And it'll be something small, but you could do something like crypto.com. You could do Robinhood. A lot of people use Binance or Kraken as some platforms that you could use to trade cryptocurrency. So the hot topic last week was actually, this week was Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu rose over 216% since last week. So that's a good cryptocurrency that right now we're looking at. And now that's just my personal recommendation, not my, you know, professional, but it's just cryptocurrency is just another market that, you know, we can tap into that Lee just mentioned about investing, you know, investing or having a business. You could do that in your sleep and, you know, be able to increase your income.
Great. That makes a lot of sense. So much going on today in terms of finance, in terms of cryptocurrency, in terms of investing, in terms of trading, and everybody getting to the market, people doing different things, in terms of people stepping out, penny stock. You know, there's so many different ways for the common man, the common consumer, to get involved in extreme hesitant, sometimes speculative, sometimes gambling on the stock market itself. We have a show with Miss Tiki Williams, comes on Tuesday night, all about real estate with Tiki Williams. And one of the key things, and she talked, and we, and on her show, you talk about real estate, you talk about buying homes, you talk about first time buyers, you talk about financing homes. And one of the interesting questions that came up, and I always thought about it, it was the back of my head, that is that a factor in the conditioning of the society that affects us as a consumer as well? And one of the questions that was asked, is there racism, systemic or societal, institutional racism in financing, in banking industry, and in loaning people? When I was growing up, there was redlining. The banks wouldn't lend mortgages out to the black community. Okay, in certain areas, they wouldn't lend certain conditions. And when those people, black people who did had the ability to finances and the credit and all that to get financing for a mortgage, they were charged 2 to 3 to 4% higher than the white person. They were prime rates, but they were charged subprime rates, but they were really prime rate credit. They had A1 credit, but they were charged subprime rates. And so one of the interesting questions that came up about credit, about financing, about getting money, about starting a business, a lot of the folks are asking, is racism a factor as well in the finance industry?
I think that's an interesting question. To be honest with you, I personally, when you say racism in the financial industry, of course there's racism in the financial industry. There's racism everywhere. However, do I think that it's harder for a black person with a 800 credit score to get financed than a white person? No, I don't. I've done too many financial situations with black people who have the actual credit. Now, if you want to talk about it being systemic as far as us not being taught the same thing they're being taught, absolutely. We can definitely talk about that, but then if we're not being taught, you know, who are we putting the onus on to teach us? Are we putting it on ourselves to teach and educate our family? Or are we putting it on us to people who never, ever systemically had our best interests in mind? You know, that's I definitely don't think, as a black man who's in finance, I don't think that the type of racism that you're speaking of, where it's like, yes, that is true as far as that's a fact of what the real estate thing was with the, you know, and they caught them. Like, you know, there's do I think that it may be harder for you to live in a certain neighborhood? Maybe. Do I think that if you can afford, right now, more than racism, there's placism, and that's where financially people are grouping based on what they can afford. So if you can afford to live in my neighborhood, then you can play with my kids, you can come to my pool, yada, yada, yada. However, I don't think that changes a person's opinion of you. If a person is racist, they're racist. I don't think that you can make enough money. Then they'll say, oh, they go that N-word with the, they go that billionaire in it. So I don't think that's going to make them say, oh, that guy is a billionaire, he's not an N anymore. So, you know, that is something, to be honest with you, I don't think that we should even give that any energy to even think about that. I think we should think about what can we do in order to make to circumvent. I mean, we already know we started from behind with everything. We started from behind with sports. We started from behind with education. I mean, you know, when you look at freedom, they had a 400-year head start on us as far as, you know, the independence and all the rest of that. However, you know, well, we're going to still talk about that. Like, we ain't, you know what I mean? We knew that already. We knew that already. That's not new. So with that understanding, I think that it's better to focus on what we can do in order to make sure that we're not a part of this systemic racism as far as us being racist toward ourselves by not giving ourselves a chance through education and finance and, you know, all of the above.
Wow. People always, you know, interesting enough, people always wondered if there is a system that can devise a mechanism to keep one person up and keep another person down. I know they talk a lot about, you know, inequities in certain things and how, you know, one person is given one thing, another person given another thing. And it's always mind-boggling when you hear black people who went to Harvard and they studied, you know, financing and they studied MBA and they got these degrees, actuaries and these very strategic finance degrees. One of the greatest guys that ever written any financial documents for the stock exchange is an African American guy who is now homeless in California. But, you know, so people sometimes, you know, people are drawing from their personal experience. They're drawing, you know, some conclusion from statistical facts. It's funny that, you know, and the reason I'm talking about this is because we're talking about financing.
Right.
The average African-American home has a lifetime cumulative worth of $17,000, all right? If you want to talk about savings, finances, whatever they can leave their children or whatever. The average white family has a budget of $171,000. Somebody also, there's a statistic came up in the New York Times. It says the average high school dropout white person makes $15,000 to $20,000 more than a college graduate or university graduate black person. And so these things just make you wonder, you know, what's going on here as well.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Right? When we say the average price of a house and all the rest of those statistics, are we grouping everybody in the world? I mean, everybody in the country with, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi, with, you know, back road Georgia. We're not talking about Atlanta, clearly. We're not talking about, you know, places, Houston. We're not talking about Dallas. We ain't talking about, you know, L.A. We're clearly not talking about those people are not making that. You know, there's a lot more of us that are in a situation where they're not doing well than there are that are doing well. And the funny thing about it, those white people who are not doing well, the ones in the trailer park and all the rest of that, they're not putting them in this grouping. They're making sure that, you know, they keep them separate. So, you know, they group them as low income. You know, once they're Section 8, they're Section 8. Now they're not considered white anymore. No, they're still white.
Wow.
Like, there's no,
interesting.
You know, I think
okay.
that, you know, as a people, man, I think our biggest weakness is focusing on the wrong things. I think that, you know, that's what happens. We get distracted by one issue, you know, and then next thing you know, we're like, you know, we're chasing whatever's the trending topic. You know, let's stay focused, man. Yeah, we know. There was slavery. So we know what happened. Like, we know that already. But what about what's going on now? What can we do now? At this point, Robin Hood doesn't say, hey, only white people can invest. You know, Kraken doesn't say only white. They don't know if you're white or black. You know, funny thing about it, now so many more young people are what's really carrying this torch, because these guys are investing. These guys are having these platforms, and they're still doing it being young kids. They're still, you know, hanging out, being almost what I would be considered irresponsible with money, but they have enough money to do it because they're actually invested. So, you know,
right.
At the end of the day, it's those are the things that I think we should be focusing on, how many young
right.
black millionaires there are, how fast black people are becoming millionaires quicker than it was in the 90s, how much of a
right.
higher ratio we have of millionaires who are black that are not in sports and entertainment. At one time, it was somewhere in the high 90s for millionaires who are black. Now, literally, it's probably in the low 50s. That's amazing to me. You know, people,
wow.
so
wow.
many billionaires. There's a black billionaire that nobody probably knows, Melvin Nunnery. He has this sports app that he has that everybody uses here in the country. He went over to China and sold his app, sold 30% of the rights to his app for $1.4 billion. He walks around
wow.
with t-shirts and caps all day. He's like a regular guy. We would never know he was a billionaire. You know, those are the things we need to focus on, you know. Yeah. Those are, you know, tech billionaires right now. How much we got in black tech? How much that's going up? You know, we have a coding program right now. We're working with Beyond Kings. We're partnered with Justin LeBron Anderson and Beyond Kings. And we're doing the coding program. So where our nonprofit is giving free coding programs to kids from ages 6 through 16. I mean, 6 through 18, excuse me, where they're able to actually go on and learn coding from an MIT-certified instructor. You know, and when they get their certificate, it'll be certified through MIT. That's the accreditation. So, you know, those are some of the wonderful things, man. That young brother, he's 33 years old, I believe, and he's making so much change through his music and with, you know, our marketing program as well as with his coding program and his super suits. You know, there's so many young black brilliant brothers right now that are doing so much in the financial industry. You know, even tip my hat to my brother Hosea. His whole life, his dad owned a radio station, and he grew up, you know, on the island of St. Thomas, and he always said he would come to the States, and he was going to be the millionaire son. Now he has a company, he's the CEO of Millionaire Sons, and he's doing great things with tech and fashion and everything else, man. Everybody has their hands in so many different pots. You know, it's so much out here, man. It's just a matter of us going to do it. It's just us getting up, making the decision, and going to do it.
Great. We're going to try to get some more callers in. We have 11111. I don't know what that is, but you're on the air with Finance Flex, Inc., 111111. Your mic is open. You're on with Finance Flex, Inc. 11111, you know who you are? Are you there? Can we hear you? 11111. You're maybe you got to unmute yourself. Okay, so 111. We'll have to figure that one out. That's an interesting number. Your point is very well taken. I guess over a period of years, people just, you know, we live in a society of statistics and data. It's a lot of data. You know, you go on YouTube, Google, and you throw in, you know, your information, and it pops up with data, you know, so we have so much access to statistics and things of that nature.
100%. And we got access. We got the same access to positive information as well. And you know, I don't want to talk about statistics. I want to change statistics. That's what I'm all about, man. Let's change these statistics. All right, we know they exist. Let's change them. Let's let everybody else complain about the how, you know, lopsided the wealth gap is. And I'd just rather be, you know, complaining from the upside of the lopsided wealth gap. You know, the best way to help poor people is not to be one of them. So that's you know, I think that as people, like I said, we got to come up, man. We gotta change our mind about how we think about stuff. You know, something I like, I laugh all the time, man. Everything is a scam. To us, everything is a scam. Everything that's legit is a scam. But you know, we go to the number hole or play lotto. I think that's the funniest thing in the world. People tell me, you bet that Shiba Inu, that's a scam, as they're going to fill out their scratch tickets at the lotto. It's like, you can't be serious, man, because that's not a scam. Why you put your money into the machine at 7-Eleven? Out here, they have, in Virginia, they have, like, on each 7-Eleven has, like, gambling machines. It's like, you know, like back in the day, the old number holes used to be. And they have, but it's legit now. It's legal. They just, it's like slot machines. And you got to see people, man. People that have 9-to-5 to sit there and pour money into those machines, man. If we took half of that money and invested it, forget about it. Your financial situation will be way better because you're definitely not getting that money back. Every now and again, you might hit $100, $200, $300, but how much money did you pump in that machine in order to hit that? So, you know, I think us elevating our mind and even the brother, they got the meditation service for tomorrow night. I think that's awesome. We, you know, let's meditate, man. Let's talk about, let's envision wealth. Let's envision actually driving those cars that we want to drive, that house we want to put our kids in, and, you know, the actual private schools, the fact that your kids can come and ask you all kind of crazy things. You know, my daughters, I say all the time, man, I think they think they're Cosby kids or something, because I'd be like, who you think your father is? You asking me some of the craziest things, but the fact that they feel like they can do that, like they, that's not, when I grew up, man, I always thought, you know, growing up in the Bronx, man, not being poor and everything else, you know, we used to call pizza with toppings on it white people pizza. Because we never, when we was lucky enough to get pizza, we wasn't going to get no toppings. That was white people pizza. You know, and oh, that's not for me, that's for them. You know, let's let our kids know that, yo, man, you are even more brilliant than these other people just by nature of being my child. What about having some pride in our family name? You know, it's I think that those are the things that we should focus on and have different conversations at our dinner table. You know, stop letting our kids watch World Star. Why don't we start letting them watch, you know, CNN or teaching them about finance, you know? Or actually, my daughters they invested money in Shiba Inu. Both of them made like 213% of their investment. They're going crazy right now. I'm like, yo, you want your money? They're like, no. Can we invest in something else? You know, and those are the things that I'm trying to teach my children, that your money don't grow by saving it. It only grows by investing it. And to the young entrepreneurs, speaking on that, to the young entrepreneurs and the young people always asking how can they make things quicker or how can they do, the way, the best way to speed up your growth process is through information. You got to get you some audio books and set up. If you got a Tidal subscription or an Apple Music subscription, you need to have an Audible subscription. Don't call yourself an entrepreneur if you don't have an Audible subscription or some type of subscription where you can go get information free information. It's just there. You know, $14.99 a month for Amazon Audibles, and you can even get it for cheaper than that. If you get certain subscriptions, you get it for free. But, you know, educate yourself. Invest in yourself. Go to these seminars. You know, I'm not saying every time you see an influencer on there saying, hey, look at my Lamborghini, hey, but when you have these big seminars that are networking events, you know, it doesn't matter who's on the stage when you got 35,000 entrepreneurs in the same building. Who cares who's on the stage? That's a pool of opportunities for you to network and to pass your business cards out and to get your brand out there. So, you know, those are the things I think we can do, man. I don't understand. If a person's not where they want to be in their life and they running out partying and drinking every weekend, my question is, what are you celebrating? What are you celebrating if you're not where you want to be in your life, man? Take that money and invest into yourself. Invest into improving your craft. You know, join Toastmasters. You know, go down to your all these things are free. These are not things that cost money. You know, go do all these free webinars they teach you about. A YouTube, anything you want to learn how to do, you can go to YouTube and learn. So, you know, the education is here, the information is here. It's a matter of us being able to go and acquiring it and us being interested. You know, let's make being smart cool. You know, why? You know, and that's something I do like about these young guys now, that being smart is cool. When I grew up, it was like, yo, man, if you were smart, it was like, you know, why you talking white? If you articulate and growing up in the Bronx, oh, you talking like a white person. What are you talking about? We created language and art, and have you ever seen Egypt and Timbuktu and so many different civilizations? Socrates, Aristotle, they all credit their teaching in the great library in Egypt, the one that Alexander the Great destroyed because he couldn't read hieroglyphics. But, you know, when you look at that, how could you say anything with art or language or beauty is white when you know, that's what we created? So, you know yourself, man. Know yourself and live in your natural form.
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's definitely a positive attitude is extremely important for everybody to have a positive attitude, even under conditions where the Bible says, talk those things exist. You know, say that you want that house. Say, I got that house, you know. It says, let the poor say I'm strong. No, it said the poor say I'm rich, and let the weak say I'm strong. So, you know, the Bible says, talk those things that they exist and live the life that you want. When you know that, you deserve it. You know, you did whatever you had to do to get what you need to get. And it definitely, a positive attitude is extremely important in today's society, because there's so much negative going around that, you know, living in a positive mindset is a great opportunity to live in a positive mindset. I'm curious, 11111, you're there for a long time. Your mic is open, and I don't know if you unmute yourself yet. 11111111.
Yeah, they probably just want to listen, man. They probably just want
to
listen.
Interesting.
You know, another thing too,
number.
Man, that I think that people don't do enough is manifesting. You know, people don't know the power of manifesting. You know, my grandmother all my life told me about prayer and the blood of Jesus. And, you know, I would say that there's definitely a place for prayer. You know, and I pray all the time. But, you know, meditating and going in yourself and, you know, appealing to your higher self is beyond a financial strategy. If you notice, all of the billionaires, they all seem to, you know, talk the same quote-unquote crazy stuff, you know, about meditating and believing in yourself and your higher self and manifesting and becoming one with source energy, you know, which is God. You know, when actually putting, you know, understanding that we're all an extension of source energy. You know, energy can't be created or destroyed. So, I mean, we've always been here. We always will be here. So with that understanding, why not live in the light that we was intended to live? We was intended for abundance. We wasn't intended to be struggling or working from, you know, bill or working our whole life in order to retire 15 years before you die. That's not what we was here for. So, you know, I think that the more conscious we become and the more connected we become to source energy, and whoever you believe in, whether it's Allah, Jesus, or whatever, you know, all of those people all prayed and meditated, and all of them had a great relationship and a great connection to source energy.
Well, that's interesting, how that applies in one's life, be it happiness, you know, just having a general state of happiness, form of happiness, a mental happiness, or, you know, having a powerful life, financially powerful and a financially interesting life, you know, pursuing your different careers and things of that sort that you're doing, you know. So that's a great form of thought, you know. You have to look beyond, you know, your physical condition sometimes. You know, God gave you one condition and man tried to give you something else, you know.
Yeah, that's 100%, man. I say all the time, I tell my wife this, is that, you know, I don't make anybody else responsible for my happiness. I'm responsible for my happiness, and another person can enhance my happiness or another person can add to my happiness, but my happiness is my responsibility and mine alone, because, you know, I'm in charge of my destiny. I'm in charge, you know, the creed that I wrote for my family. Under no circumstance are we to compromise the integrity of our royalty. Royalty is what we are. Royalty is who we are. And, you know, I don't do anything to compromise the integrity of that, you know. So with that understanding, you know, it makes me make decisions based on that belief, you know. So we just have to have a certain belief for ourselves and, you know, get a standard. And once we have a standard, circumstance should never compromise your standard. You know, that's not once you have a standard for yourself, a standard of excellence, then you should pursue that with everything that you do. No, nobody is perfect. Nobody's going to be on 100% of the time. But to know, to be conscious enough to know when you're not on, to know when you're not in alignment, that's more important than actually trying to be on all the time.
Right, right. 11111, you came back again. It's like twice. I don't think everybody had that same number. But it's just strange. 11111, you're back on again. Apparently, you might want to say something.
Hello?
Yeah, is this 11111?
Yeah, okay. Reverend Robinson? Is this Reverend Robinson? This is Reverend Robinson.
Yeah, I'm on a radio program. It's live and everything at this moment.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know Mr. Sergio Clark?
Yeah, I'll have to call you back, ma'am. You asked me that before.
But I would like to know because he was in the ICU unit. And I thought,
okay,
you know, I just want to know whether he's still living or what's happening.
Yeah. I will call you back. I'll call you back, okay? Because I'm in the middle of a radio program. I don't know how you got this number or whatever. It came up.
Right.
One,
I heard a lot about him. And I just wanted to know whether you would know anything about him.
Yeah, ma'am, I will call you back. I appreciate your calling. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. We got a few minutes. We got a minute or so here. And if you want to just give some final words to the audience here.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you. To everyone that called in for the great questions. Thank you, Dr. Robinson, again, for allowing us to have the opportunity to speak and promote Finance Flex. And we would also ask if anyone has any family members or friends who are business owners and are in the market for working capital, please go ahead and give us a call at Finance Flex, 757-785-5065. My name is Hosea Otley. I am one of the lead finance specialists at Finance West Incorporated. And I appreciate the opportunity. And like I said, to all of the young entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs of all ages, just continue to push. Just stay focused and stay disciplined. And use the tools given tonight on the show or that you do your research about and use them to grow and apply them every day, okay? All right. Appreciate you all. Thank you. Big up to the Virgin Islands. And I just want to let the world know that we're coming. And Finance Flex is here to assist everyone, all shapes, all colors. And we want to make sure that we access, you know, have that access and be available for everyone in need.
Talk about the recruit program.
Oh, we also do have a recruiting program going right now. If you would like to join the Finance Flex team, just check out our social media platforms and also the website coming soon to apply. What that is, you can do a commission-based job and send your resume, and then we'll be able to get that information process going.
I want to piggyback off of real quick what Jose just said about the recruiting program. What we're doing is, okay, yep, we got a minute. I see it. We got an initiative. Hey, if you guys want to know more about our recruiting program, you want to join the Finance Flex family, just go to careers@gofinanceflex.com. Send your resume to career@gofinanceflex.com. Last time, it's career@gofinanceflex.com. We'll go from there. Thanks again, Dr. Robinson. As always, it's been a pleasure. We will be on next week. We will do that. We do have next week available, so we'll be on next week. And we thank you, as always, for the platform, you and Dr. Winborn. These wonderful things you guys have been doing for all these years, championing the community, and hopefully we can come and be of assistance so you guys can, you know, not have to carry so much of the torch. So thanks again, as always. Again, this is Lee Perrin, CEO of Finance Flex Incorporated, and we thank everyone for coming out. Financial freedom is the goal. The flex is optional. You guys have a great Friday.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be.
Better. It will get better.
Cause God.
God is
Don't ever depart. If there's gold in the night,
but you'll be.